with a teddy bear, a little dog, or whatever other little animal or person or being you find it so easy to give loving kindness towards. To a nice big bear, yeah. So now you get in your meditation position. It's only going to be for about 25 minutes. Bring all your attention to your body to start off with. If you can't be kind to your own body, there's no way you're going to be kind to other beings. So you become aware of the feelings in your body. And relax everything. If there's something which you can do to make your body more comfortable, you're more than willing to do it. Adjusting here, adjusting there. Until your body feels at ease. Giving all of our attention, all of our kindness to this moment, giving it everything which I have. And then I look at my peaceometer, like a thermometer, speedometer, barometer, that which tells me whether I'm relaxed or whether I'm tense. I just relax my mind. Once you know what you're looking at, if you look at the speedometer of a car, you know just how you get feedback if you push your foot further, closer to the ground, then the speed goes up. If you release the pressure on the accelerator, the speed goes down. That feedback mechanism allows you to adjust the speed, just like when you know what causes peace, you know what causes agitation, tension, you know just how to move your mind into deeper and deeper relaxation, just being peaceful. As you get more peaceful, it may be you can become aware of your breathing. Just breathing in and breathing out. It's like you were sitting by the beach, just watching the waves come in, watching the waves go out on a warm, peaceful beach. Where the waves aren't coming in fast or slow, they're just coming in gently as they recede slowly. Waves coming in, the waves going out. Breath coming in, breath going out. Peaceful. Relaxed. Not trying to get anything or achieve anything, just relaxing. Breath coming in and going out. And to commence the metta meditation. Metta, loving kindness, compassion, is like a fire. We use something which easily takes the flame to light a fire. We don't put a lit match onto a big log. we use paper or fire lighter, especially paper, something which easily takes the flame. And I've developed my own practice, the little abandoned kitten, as my primary object to be able to start a fire of kindness. And if you prefer a little dog, a baby, a teddy bear, something which is easily for you to be kind towards. So I say abandoned kitten, you think whatever else you find is a good object to give loving kindness towards, even if it's just a teddy bear. So I imagine that my little kitten has been abandoned. I visualize us walking in some poor part of town, and from a dark little corner or hole, I hear this sad cry. There's some animal, some being in there who's in pain. I want to find out why and if I can help. And out of this blackness, I see these two eyes staring out at me. These eyes which convey so much fear, but also some hope. The hope born of desperation. Whatever this little animal is in big trouble, is suffering. As I go closer, I realize it's a little kitten who's been abandoned by the whole world, not just its mum. It's lonely, hungry, and so afraid. And I realize that this little kitten has been hurt so many times. Every time it's trusted someone, it's been scratched or bitten. So I have to look into its eyes and establish trust, first of all. Dear little kitten, I will never harm you or hurt you. I'm a Buddhist monk. I will care for you, protect you, heal you, give you places of safety where you can sleep without any fear that somebody or something will creep up and hurt you. Dear little kitten, the door of my heart is open to you. Please come in. Imagine this little kitten, frightened, just come a little bit out of its hole. Its eyes come a little bit closer to me, as I can see its head now. And its head, its fur is all dirty and matted. You can even see what looks like dried blood on its poor skin. That little kitten has been unable to defend itself. It's been so badly treated in the few weeks of its life. I can understand why it's so hard to trust anybody. So I start sending out these rays of loving kindness from my own heart. I imagine in my heart region this light coming out from my chest, this warm golden light, the rays of loving kindness, compassion, metta, going through my chest and into that little kitten, healing, reassuring, relaxing. Dear little kitten, I care for you. Please let me look after you, find the home for you, watch you grow and play around, tear the cloth on my robes with your claws. Simply because it's a young kitten, that's what young kittens do. dear little kitten, let me look after you. As I actually carry those words on these streams of golden light coming out of my chest, I visualize this rays of loving kindness going out into this little kitten, allowing it to come out from its hole. You can see the rest of its body as I expected. Skin and bones, hardly any flesh on this emaciated, hungry, abused little kitten. Seeing more scratch marks and scabs of blood on its fur. You know that usually kittens, even kittens, their fur is so smooth and clean. But this little kitten hasn't learned how to be clean yet. Hasn't been able to. And I extend my hand out to this little kitten, really slowly, because this kitten still doesn't trust me. So slowly, until I can put my hand under its body and lift it up, still keeping the eye contact and giving as much reassurance through my rays of golden loving kindness, streaming out as much as I can from my chest above the heart region, pouring into this poor little kitten's body. In that eye contact, giving more and more reassurance, more and more trust. I can still feel that little kitten is tense. It could jump up out of my hand whenever it wants, if it feels threatened. I will never threaten you, little kitten. My job is to care for you, protect you, to warm you and feed you, and watch you grow. Dear little kitten, the door of my heart is open, fully open to you. Come in. As I spread these rays of loving kindness right into this fur-covered bag of bones called a kitten. Must have hardly ever eaten since it left its mother's side. And I just drench this little kitten with my thoughts and wishes and rays of loving kindness. Imagine it like this healing energy going into the kitten and going right to its tail, to its four little paws, up into its upper body, into its neck and its head, its little ears and whiskers. Just bathing and drenching this little kitten with healing, warming, reassuring rays of loving kindness, asking nothing back in return other than being given the opportunity to care. And I bring this little kitten close to my chest and it lets me. I've established some trust there. A little kitten desperately hoping that someone would be able to care for it has now found someone who will care unconditionally for a dirty bag of fur-covered bones. Dear little kitten, you have a friend, someone who will feed you. Later on, I will get you some milk, some fish or something somewhere to feed you slowly back into health. Right now, I'm just holding you close to my heart so I can pour more loving kindness, reassurance, healing energy into your little body. And as I'm bathing this little kitten with loving kindness, healing, reassuring, softening, I can see the little kitten's eyes close. can hear it purr, maybe for the first time in its life. It knows it's found a friend. It's hungry, it's in pain, but it knows that that will come later. Right now, it just needs to rest. Rest in the arms of someone who cares. Dear little kitten, I truly wish that you'd be happy and well, free of pain and suffering and fear. May you grow up in this world in love and give love. Be peaceful. May you have a beautiful life. And later on, may you give this kindness to other animals. Some people say it's the nature of cats to kill, but not all do that. May you be those exceptions who cares for others. As I cradle this little being in my arms, and I notice the more kindness which I give to this little being, the more forgiveness, the more warmth, that the tingling sensation in my chest gets stronger and stronger. The more love and compassion and metta which I give, the more I feel I have to share with others. So in this visualization, it's as if as I gently put that little kitten down, and I imagine, visualize someone else in front of me, maybe my closest friend in this life. For you, it may be your husband, your wife, your lover, your child, someone who you're really close to. And as you look at them in your imagination, you visualize as if they're right in front of you. You can see what they share in common with that abandoned little kitten. They too need your care, your kindness. They get hurt, just like everybody does. We're vulnerable to pain, to sickness, to being misunderstood. And so you look at that, your best friend, and say, my dear friend, the one which I travel so often with in this life, I care for you. When you're in pain, when you're distraught, depressed, or when you're in these wonderful states of mind, please know that I'm there and I care for you, my dear friend. As you imagine this golden light of loving kindness which you gave to that little kitten, welling up in your heart region and pouring out through your chest, out into your best friend in this life. May you be happy and well too. May you be at peace when it's your time to rest. May your endeavors, the good ones, be successful. May you know you're not walking on this world by yourself. There's others who really care, your friends, and I'm one of them. As you pour your loving kindness into their body, going right up to their head and down to their toes and out past their arms. Your good energy, your kind feelings, your loving kindness heals both physically and emotionally. They have a supporter, someone who thinks of them and wishes them well through some of the difficult periods of their life. My dear friend, I care for you. And then feel what that does to your heart. The tingling in your chest gets stronger. It's the ancient law. The more loving kindness you give, the more you have to share with others. So now, without opening your eyes, imagine all the people in this room, in this hall. people you've shared the last 8 or 9 days with, your fellow meditators, the monks, the nuns. These people are no different than you. They also share the disappointments, the tiredness, the aches and the pains. They also share the sometimes hopelessness of life when you think that the path you're going is leading nowhere, please someone help. They share, because as you, so they, as they, so you. So feeling that connection with your fellow meditators, your fellow passengers on this journey of meditation, I care for each one of you. As you send your loving kindness from your own heart out to everybody in this room, as they send their loving kindness to you, to have this web of lights signifying the warm feelings, the kindness, the energy going to everybody in this room. May you all be happy and well, free of sickness and the pain of sickness, free of fear of dying, of other people who you care for and love dying. May you be free of fear of failure and enjoy success. May you be at peace. These feelings of loving kindness pour out of your heart to everybody in this room, healing, reassuring, taking away pain, emotional as well as physical, and giving this beautiful sense of your energy, your loving kindness energy, being shared with everybody. And then you take it even further, out through these walls to Bianca, wherever she is, probably cleaning up somewhere, to all the other people and other beings in this compound, our caretakers, the animals, the birds, the beings which crawl in the ground and underneath the ground, the kangaroos, the cow, Holly, somewhere in this compound, the monks. May all beings in this compound accept our loving kindness, our care. May you all be well, happy, free, relaxed. May you all never be afraid of being in this present moment, allowing this moment to blossom into deep, deep meditation. This is where the truth is. May you always come inside to experience this truth. May all beings in this compound be free of suffering, free of fear. And our energy is part of the cause for that feeling. You don't have to prove anything. You accept it as you are. You don't have to achieve anything to be my friend. There's this loving kindness that goes deep inside of you as it goes out towards everybody. And this loving kindness spreads further. Further, six kilometers from here, Carnot Prison Farm, all those people in the jail, all those people who look after those in the jail, all the animals and the birds, as it goes further down, down the hill into Serpentine Township. You can imagine this golden light coming from here, a golden light of loving kindness, spreading like a flood, but which doesn't destroy, but which reassures and heals. a tsunami of loving kindness, flowing right over the cities of Perth and Rockingham, Mandurah, going right across the whole of Australia. May all beings be at peace and happy, free of fear, never feel so desperately lonely because there are people thinking of you all now. May all beings be reassured as they feel the loving kindness which we're sending. The further you send it, the stronger it becomes. As it goes past the borders of Australia, over to Indonesia and Singapore and Thailand, Hong Kong, China, over to all parts of this world, to Asia, to Europe, South Korea, to the United States, to Africa, all parts of this world, may all beings receive this beautiful golden light of loving kindness, which you're spreading over the whole globe, healing not just the people, but the earth itself and all the animals who depend upon this earth. May all beings be at peace and in harmony. Why? Because of all the kindness, the love, the wishes which we spread without question, without demand for anything, unconditionally over the whole world. May all beings be free of suffering and fear and hunger and pain. May all beings receive our kindness and our well-wishing. And the more you spread, the stronger the feeling gets in your heart. But then you remember there's one person you've missed out, and that's this being who bears your name, the one you call me. So you imagine now as if you are sitting in front of a full-length mirror, and the image you see in that mirror is the one you recognize as yourself. This little being also gets hurt so many times. It's in a pain which sometimes it can't describe to others. It's in a fear. It hurts. So this little being you call me, you start to spread that rays of loving kindness into your own body, through your torso, down your legs to your toes, through your arms to your fingertips, up your head to the tips of your ears. May I receive my loving kindness. May I be happy and well. May I relax to the max. May I know peace and safety and contentment, the deep, deep contentment of meditation and insight. As you give these thoughts of loving kindness to your own body and mind. Why? Because you need it, and two, because you deserve it. As you imagine yourself relaxing, being free, just like that little kitten once it knew it was safe, you wouldn't be hurt. May I be safe and free from criticism. As you give these feelings of loving kindness to yourself. How do you feel? What's it like to give yourself loving kindness and compassion and energy? And now, to finish off the loving kindness meditation, we imagine that beautiful golden light of loving kindness that we spread over this whole world. And imagine drawing it back, allowing the light to recede, and drawing back inside of this room, inside of our hearts. But as we draw the light in, we leave the warmth outside, the warmth to heal, reassure, so our love and friendship and care stay at its destination. We just draw the light back. Draw the light so it comes into Australia, into Perth, Serpentine, into this hall, into our heart, until our heart feels like it's got this ball, this concentrated sphere of intense metta energy, pulled back, focused inside of our own heart. Imagine it hovering over this white lotus, your own heart, the only thing pure enough to hold such powerful love. And those petals of the lotus closing in softly, protecting and keeping that little flame of loving kindness inside of you to be used at another time, another place. And please keep your eyes closed as I give the final blessing. Sabaroga Winimuto Sabasanta Pavajito Sabawera Mati Gando Nibuto Chatu Wang Bawa Sabiti Oiwa Chantu Sabarogo Winasatu Mate Bawan Wantarayo Suki di gayu gopawa apiwa danhasi litsa nichang utapachalino chataro dhammavatanti Ayuvano Sukhang Balang. May you all be happy and well. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Ooh, there we go. Okay, so this retreat's over. See you in the next one. Coming soon somewhere. Very good. Uh-huh.